Good morning. How many of you are little kids? Well, come on over here. If you're over there, you're supposed to be over here. Well, maybe somebody can help you find your way over here. I don't know. Okay, how many of you are big kids? Oh, that's interesting. Everybody, just about, wants to be a bigger kid. You don't want to be a little kid? Well, you know, little things can be pretty special. And here I have some four little things in my hand. Let me show you one of them. Do you know what this little thing is? Do you know what it's called? Does anybody know what it is? What's it called?
A pin.
Yeah, it's a safety pin. What could you do with this little tiny safety pin? Any ideas? What could you do with it?
Put papers together.
You could put papers together? What else could you do with it?
You could staple paper one.
Okay, what else?
You can hold diapers with it.
Yeah, you could certainly hold different kinds of cloth together with it. It's in my good days, I'm not sure I could do a diaper with this little pin, but we could try. Okay, well, that's a lot of stuff you can do with that little item. Let's see, what else do I have here? What's this one?
A rubber band.
Yeah, it's a rubber band. It's pretty small. What could I do with a rubber band? Does anybody know? Good things. What could I do with a rubber band? Yeah, you keep that thought, and let's try the next one.
You can put it on your hair?
Yes, if I had long enough hair, I could put a rubber band on my hair to keep it from flying around. What else could I do with a rubber band?
You could just tie it on paper.
Yeah, I could hold papers together with it, couldn't I? Like maybe the newspaper or a map or something. Okay, well, let's see. I've got another little thing here. What's this little thing? It's pretty small, too. Do you know what this one is?
A pen.
Okay, what else? It's got another name.
Paperclip.
Yeah, it's a paperclip. What could you do with a paperclip? Any good things you could do with a paperclip?
You could put them together to another paperclip.
I could put it together with another paperclip, and I could make a little chain or a necklace. That's a good idea. What else could I do with a paperclip?
Staple something with it.
Yeah, I could hold papers together with it. Sure. Sometimes you can unbend a paperclip, and you can poke tiny things with it. That's how I fix the clock in my car every 6 months when time changes. Okay, finally, here's another little tiny thing. Do you know what this is? What's this?
A picture.
Yeah, it's a picture. It's a special kind of a picture, though. What kind of a picture is it?
It's a reindeer.
Yeah, it is a picture of a reindeer, but what's it good for? Is it good for anything?
It's a reindeer on a sticker.
Yeah, it's on a sticker, and it's a very special kind of sticker. These are kind of going out of style a little bit. It's a special kind of a sticker, and what could you do with that sticker?
You can put it on paper and put it on your hand and your shirt.
Yeah, you could use this sticker, but, you know, this sticker is actually a postage stamp sticker. Progress marches on, folks, doesn't it? Yeah, this is a postage stamp. And what could you do with a postage stamp? Could you put this on maybe a package and you could mail it all the way across the country or maybe even halfway around the world to get something to somebody for Christmas? Okay, so here we had four little tiny things. We had a safety pin and a rubber band and a postage stamp and a paper clip. And they're all really little things, but they're really, really, really useful. You know, Jesus had a story, not just a story. Once when Jesus had spent all day telling stories to the people around him, thousands of them, it got to be supper time and everybody got hungry. And Jesus looked around at his grown-up helpers and he said, "We need to feed these people." And the grown-up helpers looked at each other and said, "Yeah, you're right, we need to feed these people. If only we had some food." And they didn't have any food. And off to the side, there was a little boy, and he had a little lunch. Do you remember what was in that lunch? He had 5 pieces of bread and 2 pieces of fish. And the little boy gave that to Jesus, and he said, "Jesus, will this help?" And Jesus said, "Oh yes, this will help. Your kindness, your willingness to share means that we can feed all these people." And Jesus started handing out food to people. He started with that little bag of food. And every time he reached in and handed food to someone, there was more in the bag. The bag just never ended. He just pulled out more and more and more and more. Did you know that even though you may not be really big, there's some things you have that don't depend on physical size? Like, suppose you wanted to smile. How many times can you smile in a day? 5, 10, 100? Sure. Suppose you wanted to give a friend a hug, or your mom and dad a hug, or your sister, or your brother. Do you have to be big and grown up to do that? Or is a little person can do that too? Yeah. Now, little people can always hug and smile, and you can be helpful to your mom and dad and your teachers and your friends. Those are things that we can all do without having to be big and grown up. And so our lesson today is that little things can be really, really helpful. And your heart is big enough to love others, to smile, to share, and to help. Let's stand up and thank Jesus for that, our hearts and what we can do, and then we'll pick up our offering for Christian education. Okay, let's all stand up together. Do you know how to put your hands up high? Put them together and bring them down to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us hearts that can love and mouths that can smile and arms that can hug and hands that can help. Be with us this Sabbath day as we collect this offering for Christian education to support our children in our own schools. We love you and all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.